from the GPB Newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. The budget is expected to top the list of issues state lawmakers take on as the session gets underway today. With tax revenues running well below projections, Governor Kemp has ordered most state agencies to reduce spending by 4% during the current fiscal year and 6% in fiscal 2021, which starts on July 1st. Meanwhile, the governor has also promised teachers an additional $2,000 pay increase after lawmakers provided a $3,000 raise last year. It's not clear whether that will happen. Governor Kemp will give his State of the State speech and release his budget proposal on Thursday. Environmental advocates on the coast are calling for more information about a proposed settlement around a polluted Superfund site in Glynn County. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
The $4 million settlement between the Georgia Department of Natural Resources and Honeywell is meant to cover losses in recreational fishing because of contamination from the LCP chemicals site. But critics say they need more information about how parties arrived at the figure. Alice Kies is with the group 100 Miles.
All the reports, all the studies, all the data that led to this settlement is not being provided for review by the public.
At a meeting last week, state officials said under law, the public is only entitled to the settlement document itself until the deal becomes final. The public can comment on the proposed settlement through February 18th. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.
The National Weather Service has confirmed that a tornado touched down in Paulding County over the weekend. An EF0 tornado traveled about 4 miles from eastern Paulding County into western Cobb County during the severe weather. The storm damaged some homes and downed more than a dozen trees, but no injuries or deaths were reported. Several hundred homes in northwest Georgia are still without power this morning, but Georgia Power expects service to be fully restored by this evening.